Sam Mercer, MBE, was a company infantryman with 1st Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, the Glorious Gloucesters, as they became very well known. Now, as we begin a 5-part series here on BFBS, focusing on the Korean War, Sam joins me to tell his incredible story. With the Gloucesters forced into a far-off conflict which arose from a division of Korea in 1950, a war between the Communist North and Democratic State of South Korea. The North was assisted by China and the then-known Soviet Union. The South had a United Nations force led by the United States on its side. Sam, let's start with this. Tell me about that time in your life.
Well, we came home from the West Indies after garrison duties for a couple of years, and we were stationed at Colchester. Suddenly, we were gathered together, and we were told that we were for active service in the Far East. We found out that it was Korea, and people said, Korea? Where the hell's that? Never heard of it. There's an expression I want to use, but I can't use it on the radio. We were just going from pillar to post.
How much did you, as a young man then, know about the conflict you were thrown into?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. To us, it was just, we will be serving east of Syria. That's all we knew.
So you knew who the enemy was, and that was about it?
Yes, we knew that North Korea had invaded South Korea, and that was it.
There'll be a lot of younger listeners listening that don't know a lot about the Korean War. Mm. If you were just to sum it up, what would you say?
It was a classic example of collective security. Fortunately for us, the Soviet delegate in the Security Council had taken umbrage for some reason or other, and so he wasn't in the Security Council when the vote was taken, and he couldn't veto it, which he otherwise would have done. So that really started the ball rolling. And then the United Nations put together a scratch force. As General Farrar Hockley said, was the United Nations going to do something, or was it going to be like the League of Nations when everybody spoke and nobody did anything? We know that we did more than speak.
The Gloucestershire Regiment, they formed part of the 4,000-strong British 29th Brigade. Sam, you were defending a strategic route to Seoul against the Chinese 63rd Army. That had around 27,000 men. When did you realise how outnumbered you really were?
It hit us when we realised that having withdrawn our front line and there was going to be no way of escape. I think that's when we realised we were up a gum tree and there was no way back.
When you were facing these insurmountable odds, as it certainly would have seemed, then, as now, it's at times like that when your training really kicks in, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You see, as I had to say to someone, they said, oh, well, don't you think there's some poor mother's son? No, you don't. You see him as a target. He is trying to do to you what you're trying to do to him. And no, you see him purely and simply as a target.
Sam, tell us about the actions of your platoon commander, Lieutenant Philip Curtis, who received a posthumous Victoria Cross.
Yes, well, during the Sunday night when the battle had started, somebody got into that bunker where they shouldn't be.
This is a Chinese soldier.
This was a Chinese soldier, got into that bunker. And in the morning, before we were given the order to withdraw from that hill, probably the last order the company commander gave before he was killed, Pat Anger, he said to Curtis, right, take your platoon forward and either retake that bunker or neutralise it. We neutralised it, and of course we all went up there, and we were expecting, quite honestly, that Curtis would say, right, Bren group left, rest follow me. Not a bit of it. He just went straight into action himself. And, of course, he was cut down by the machine gunner. Not just me, but I had to... There were a whole platoon of us there. And two or three of us went up to him and said, don't worry, so we'll get the medical corporal and it'll be all right, fine. And then he broke free from us. He got to his feet, staggered forward and hurled a grenade into the bunker, which went clean in and did what it had to do. And of course he was cut down by another machine gun and of course killed. And as I remember it, there was a sleeping bag on the hill, gently pushed his body into it. We said a prayer and left him.
You would never have wanted to leave anyone unburied.
Now, I know I get criticised for this, and there's never time in those circumstances and action to bury your dead. You can't. I think that is probably one of our abiding memories.
Tomorrow, we continue speaking with Sam Mercer about the brave actions on what became known as Gloucester Hill. The TV series, based on a military hospital during this time in the Korean War, MASH, has a double bill tonight and every weekday at 8 p.m. on Forces TV. Catch it on Sky Channel 264, Virgin 277 and Freesat 652.